All right, then, our next item is other business, and we have seven items of other business this evening. The first one being the Overlook MRRPC conditional use number 1611, final record site plan phase one on Road 588.
This is the final record plan for phase one of the Overbrook, which is a residential plan community. This phase contains 54 single-family lots, 78 detached single-family units, and 36 townhouse units for a total of 168 units. That's located on 148.4 acres. Phase two contains 5 townhouse units that would be submitted at a later date. The approved ordinance permits 173 total units. This plan is the same as a revised preliminary plan that the Commission approved September 13th of 2012. The final record plan complies with the subdivision and zoning code and the conditions of approval. We've received all agency approvals, and we previously provided you with a copy of the final site plan and the landscaping plan. I would just note that the landscaping for this project was approved prior to our current buffer ordinance, so it was under old ordinance.
Right.
And we would need copies of your plans back once the meeting's over.
Okay.
We need your plans back.
All right.
They're for approval.
Oh.
Well, Mr. Abbott, I've marked mine up a little bit, not knowing that to be the case, but I think just a little bit of whiteout would cheer that. But would you be kind enough to say how this buffer, as presented, differs from what is required now by the current ordinance, just as a yardstick?
The previous buffer ordinance did not make any reference to the number of trees or shrub or plantings required, but they could come whatever plan they came up with, they had to submit to Department of Ag. Department of Ag approved this. The ordinance we have now, for every 100 feet you have to have, I think it's 15, without looking, it's 15 trees, which would have to be 70% deciduous and 30% evergreens, I believe.
All right, well then, Mr. Chairman, may I ask a question of Mr. Frank Key?
You may. Mr. Key is in the room.
I think he is.
He is.
Hi, it's Frank Key with Solutions.
Thank you, Mr. Key, for making that long walk up here. I wrote down on this landscape plan, one of the marks I made was that there are 51, I believe a quantity of 51 is what is referred to as Leland Cypress. Is there a reason why you chose the Leland Cypress and that number? Was there not some other landscape variety that would serve a purpose that?
Yeah, if I recollect, those are probably against the property line that abuts Mallard Lakes. And those trees that exist there now are Leyland cypress.
It looked to me like they were referencing symbols on here that would be attributed to hashtag 12 and different various sites around. I think this is a question, correct me, Mr. Ross, but don't you usually ask if there's not some consideration to
indigenous trees?
Correct. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, typically the Leyland cypress are more prone to fungus disease and they're shallow rooted, and when we get nor'easters they end up leaning sideways. It might be a better idea to talk to Department of Ag Forestry and use either Atlantic white cedars or red cedars or something of that nature, Atlantic pine. The pine get a little branchy, so you might want to stay with either Atlantic white cedars or Atlantic red cedars, but they're indigenous to the area. They're still very inexpensive. The Y nursery has them, and they're suitable for the site, but talk to forestry and bag.
And I think they would be amenable to that anyway.
Yeah.
That, or there's also cryptomeria, which isn't native, but does well here.
Yeah, they'll last longer and be healthier.
Can do.
So do you think the developer would be amenable to what Mr. Ross just cited in his?
Yes, sir, the answer is yes.
Yes, all right. Then, Mr. Robertson, can we record this as a final and leave the landscape plan out, or defer until we see a different landscape plan?
You could approve it as a final.
Yeah, because the landscape plan doesn't get recorded, you know, okay, as a final. I'm fine with that.
All right,
yeah.
We'll just go on. All right.
We're happy to resubmit to planning and zoning staff, too.
Yeah, if you could just do that with the landscape plan separate from the final.
We will do so.
Yeah.
All right. You've just created a job.
There you go.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this request as a final record plan for phase one of change of zone number 1611, known as the Overlook MRRPC, my motion is for approval as a final record plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Overlook MRRPC conditional use number 1611 as a final record plan, phase one on road 588. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.